This is an Aero News Touch and Go for April 1st, 2009. I'm Paul Plack. Teledyne Continental Motors reports the first test flight of a certificated aircraft using 94-octane unleaded aviation fuel. The flight was made in collaboration with Hawker Beechcraft using a production G-36 Bonanza. TCM President Rhett Ross says of the flight, quote, "This is an accomplishment that adds to TCM's catalog of aviation firsts. TCM is committed to leading the industry towards a common 100 low-lead alternative fuel that minimizes cost to aircraft owners," unquote. The flight profile included takeoff, climb, cruise at both low and maximum power, descent, and landing. Data was recorded for post-flight analysis. The flight followed extensive fuel tests in the company's dynamometer test cells. Cirrus Aircraft has selected Garmin as its avionics provider for production models of the Vision personal jet, now called the SF-50. Within the next few weeks, the current Vision flying prototype will have the Garmin-based Cirrus Perspective System installed. That's similar to what's now available on the SR series piston planes. Cirrus Aircraft President and CEO Brent Wouters commented, quote, "Avionics are the key component of the pilot-aircraft interface. Cirrus and Garmin are both recognized as leaders in their respective fields and share a common vision to bring innovative technologies and continuous product improvement into the GA cockpit," unquote. Previously, the prototype has flown with L3's SmartDeck glass panel. Textron Incorporated is blaming credit markets, which remain challenging, for additional production cuts at its Cessna aircraft unit. Textron says the already adjusted projection for deliveries of 375 jets in 2009 will be trimmed further. Bloomberg reports other industrial units will share the pain. Company spokeswoman Karen Gordon Quintal promised more details when the company issues its first quarter earnings report on April 29th. Textron has told analysts it expected to finish the quarter yesterday with receivables reduced by at least $800 million, ahead of its own schedule, and to end the period with more than $1 billion in cash. The company expects to complete the sale of its HR Textron unit to Woodward Governor Company tomorrow, bringing in $265 million in after-tax cash. Textron made its first-ever quarterly dividend cut last month to conserve cash. Standard & Poor's cut its debt rating for both the parent company and for the Textron Financial Corporation, which has announced it will now pull out of financing anything but the parent company's own products. Alaska Airlines once again suspended flights in and out of Anchorage Monday morning, following a volcanic eruption at Mount Redoubt that generated a continuous ash cloud. Airline service at Ted Stevens International Airport had only been back at full strength for 24 hours before the latest eruption pinched it again. The last time Mount Redoubt became active in 1989, the eruptions lasted about 4 months. Geologists expect a similar cycle this time. The website for Alaska Air and Horizon Air cautions travelers, quote, "We are reevaluating the schedule every hour to assess whether it's safe to continue flying in and out of Anchorage. Operations will be suspended if we determine that volcanic ash from Mount Redoubt poses a safety risk. If you have unaccompanied minors traveling alone or pets being checked, it's best to call reservations before heading for the airport, as they may not be allowed at this time depending on the status of the flight," unquote. You can find the website at www.alaskaair.com. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Southwest expects its fleet to be growing again by 2011. Bombardier signs a second customer for the C-Series. And stimulus money comes to O'Hare, but not to its controversial expansion. Also, check out the ANN special feature today. Bob Poole of the Reason Foundation explains why he believes accepting a turbine aircraft user fee would help stop bizjet bashing by politicians and the media. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. It's April 1st. Don't believe everything you see, and have a clear and unlimited day.